I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
With their drunken kiss, she and Z really went to town, and she's a bosun. Stand the F down. It's Watch What Happens Live with Malia and Courtney from Below Deck Med now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by two Below Deck Med yachties who are always busy bees on Lady Michelle, but still found time to make a couple of their co-workers feel butterflies. Please welcome bosun Malia White. Hey, Malia. Great to see you. And third stew, Courtney Veal. Hey, Courtney. Not only a Z. Hey, great to see you. So, Courtney, you are actually on a boat in Croatia right now, right?
Yes, I am. I'm on charter, so.
Very good, but not the Lady Michelle.
No, not Lady Michelle.
Okay, very good. And don't forget, we're only 3 days away from the Dolly and Little Andy special. Dolly Parton makes her Clubhouse debut at 9:30 on Thursday. Don't miss it. Okay, we've got to talk about tonight's episode. Malia, I guess, first of all, what do you think set Lexi off tonight? Was it alcohol, or was it her state of mind relating to the death of her father? What do you think?
I think it was probably a mixture of everything. I think she had a lot going on, especially with, you know, the passing of her dad so recently, and then alcohol just kind of fueled everything.
What was going through your mind when she told you to stand down because you're a bosun?
Yeah, I don't know what that means coming from a second stew. But again, I think she was just wasted and bringing our like rank into it.
So the end of the episode was really intense. Courtney, what was going through your mind when Lexi got a little physical with Z in the crew mess?
I'm pretty sure I was like passed out asleep in bed at the time. Right. I blame tequila, but
yes.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked when I heard about it the next day.
Courtney, before tonight's crew night out, did you have any idea that Lexi lost her dad so soon before the season?
No, I don't think I did know before that night. I don't think I did. She mentioned it to me whilst we were in the bathroom and stuff, and we had like a little heart-to-heart about family stuff. But before that, I don't think I knew.
And Courtney, looking back with sober eyes, who do you think was in the wrong during the hot tub fight in tonight's episode? Especially considering that you were the only one that Lexi had that was trying to show her support?
Yeah, obviously Lexi was definitely in the wrong at the time. It was a really weird drunken situation that escalated out of like nothing. And obviously I was very drunk. So it just went from 0 to 100 pretty quick and I didn't really know what was going on. So I was just in the middle trying to not leave her on her own, but
right,
not like take any sides. And I was, you know, as I say, I was very, very drunk.
Yes, you've established that. Malia, did Lloyd seem really shaken up after his incident with Lexi?
Yeah, he did. And I think that's what kind of fueled it for the deck crew is the, you know, some of the things that she was saying to Lloyd were extremely inappropriate. And to the point that he kind of like had tears in his eyes and he got out and left the hot tub because he just didn't want anything to do with it.
How do you think Katie handled the whole situation tonight?
I think she handled it really well. I mean, I think in two circumstances, had it been one of my deck crew doing the things that Lexi had done to Lexi, they would have been fired. So,
moving on to Matt, what was your reaction? Because we see what's going on with Matt, but I don't think you guys knew yet. So what was your reaction to seeing that play out in tonight's episode, Malia?
I thought it was hectic. I didn't know that he left the boat. He like packed everything. He like punched some cameras. And we were so caught up with Lexi, we had no idea this was going on. So this is a big shock.
Right. And talk to me about where does Matt fall in terms of other chefs you've worked with? Is he great? Is he worth the drama?
Is that a me question?
That's you, Malia.
I mean, I like him a lot better, better than some of the other ones I've worked with, especially last season. But
right. Yes.
He's interesting. I ended up really liking him.
Courtney Oliver Q wants to know, why do you think Lexi took issue with Katie switching shifts? And do you agree with her that third stew is usually the laundry bitch?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew that she was going to be annoyed about it just because of the way she was. And she thought she was kind of better than laundry and housekeeping and whatever. But yeah, I mean, usually third stew is the laundry bitch, but Katie didn't want it that way. So yeah, it was nice of Katie to kind of rotate us.
There you go. Well, discovering Lexi's burn list must have raised plenty of questions for Malia, but the most important was probably who would be on mine. So let's burn in the stern. I have questions for both of you. Draft your burn list by selecting from the bobbing heads of your fellow Yachties, Katie, Lexi, Lloyd, Z, David, and Matthew. So Malia, who's the biggest complainer in this group?
Lexi.
Courtney, who is the most annoying drunk in this group?
I would say me if I was there, but maybe Matthew.
Malia, who is the biggest suck up to Captain Sandy?
Me? Just kidding. David.
Courtney, who do you think is the biggest suck up to Captain Sandy?
Matthew to her face.
Who is the best at his or her job, Malia?
Katie.
And Courtney, who do the guests tend to like the best?
Z.
Who talks the most crap about the rest of the crew, Courtney?
Lexi.
Malia, who would you least want to work with again?
Lexi.
Courtney, who do you think has the highest freak number in the bedroom?
Matthew.
Malia, who has the biggest potty mouth?
Matthew.
Ariel S. wants to know, Malia, do you believe Lexi is as rich as she says she is and lives in an $8,000 a month condo? Because if she is, why should she be working as a second stew?
I mean, I did see she just got engaged to a pretty wealthy man, so possibly.
There you go.
Maybe she does it for fun.
Courtney, Shane F. said it was so sweet watching Z console you tonight. It seems like he really cares for you. Did that moment make you see him as a little more than a makeout buddy?
I mean, I don't remember most of it because I drank so much tequila. But
yes, we have again established that. All right. Okay. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Chris from Ontario has a question for Malia. Hey, Chris.
All right. Hey, Andy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good evening, ladies. You both look super gorgeous tonight. My question is for Malia, and it's a two-parter. First off, watching back tonight's episode, did you have any idea that both Lloyd and David were crushing on you? And if so, did that make your position as their superior harder or easier?
Okay.
I think at first I didn't know, but then it became pretty obvious. Not so much with Lloyd, but with David. And no, it didn't really make my position as their superior harder. It just makes the line of like trying not to crush feelings and also support them on deck a little blurry.
And by the way, follow up from Eileen D on Facebook, who wants to know, do you notice the resemblance between your ex Tom and David?
No.
Okay. Eileen? No. Okay, let's go to Kevin and Dakota from Salt Lake City. They have a question for Courtney. Hey, guys.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Courtney. Okay, so Courtney.
Are you guys lovers or brothers?
We're brothers.
Oh.
Besties. Yeah.
Oh.
I know, right? All right.
Anyway.
Courtney, what was going through your mind when Lexi said she didn't know if you'd been sucking dick before borrowing your spoon? Did you find that funny or were you offended?
I definitely found it funny. I mean, it's a very Lexi thing to say. I don't really take things like that seriously anyway. And, you know, you never know what people have been doing these days, so...
Right. All right. Well done. Thank you, virtual audience. By the way, guys, what was your feeling about Matt talking about his sex parties? Was it really bugging you, Courtney? Were you surprised that he left the table?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that he left the table. I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, he had gone. Yeah, I mean, he gets into like a hole when he drinks rosé, and he kind of changes slightly.
Wow, rosé is his trigger. I haven't heard that much about a straight guy. Okay, well, Courtney loves a round of hot tub truth or dare, but this next game's all about telling truths in the hot seat or consuming a tub's worth of booze. It's time for truth or drink. I have shady questions for both of you about your fellow yachties. If you don't want to answer, sip your cocktail. Let's see the first question. Question, guys, spin it around. Okay, for both of you, would you rather work with Lexi again or accompany Matt to one of his sex parties? Malia.
Sex party.
Wow. Courtney.
Accompany Matt to one of his sex parties.
Okay, spin it around. Okay, Courtney, if you and Z were going to welcome another crew member into the bedroom, who would you choose? Oh, my God. Okay, very good. Even on the shaky Wi-Fi, we get the drink. Okay, Malia, Mary, Shag, Kill, David, Lloyd, Matthew.
Mary, David, Shag, Lloyd, Kill, Matthew.
Okay, spin it around. The audience likes that. Malia, whose ego needs more coddling in the galley, Tom or Matthew?
That's hard. Probably Tom.
Probably Tom. Okay, spin it around again. Courtney, since Lexi thinks Katie's a terrible manager, what's your biggest complaint about your chief stew?
She didn't fire Lexi when all that happened.
Okay, she didn't fire Lexi. That was your biggest complaint. Okay, spin it around again. I mean, it's lucky the drinking word is not Lexi tonight. Malia, what was the most shocking thing you saw on Lexi's burn list? Oh, that's a good question.
Real human names?
Right. Okay, spin it around again. Yes, that is shocking. Courtney, describe in more detail what makes Matt look like a creepy uncle. I'm interested in this.
It wasn't so much how he looked, because it was the things that he said every day and the things that he did. He was so cringe, and he was so, like, creepy in some of the things he said when you don't know him.
All right. Malia, would you like to add anything to that?
No.
No. All right. Thank you very much, ladies. You survived. You survived. Kelsey G wants to know, for both of you, when you all got back and heard Matt wasn't there, did you think he actually left? And how did you react when you saw him throwing the fit after dinner and hitting the cameras? Malia?
No, I didn't actually think he left the boat. I thought he was, like, blowing off steam. And then when I finally saw it and saw him, like, punch all the cameras and stuff, I was like, wow, Matt, he really went crazy.
Wesley G wants to know, Malia, what do you think Lexi has against David? Did he do something to her off camera that we haven't seen?
No, I actually just think Lexi doesn't have respect for deck crew. Like, it's pretty clear. I think she thinks we're beneath her.
Let's go back to our virtual fans. Kelly from Connecticut, what's your question for Malia?
Hey, Malia. My question is, why do you still communicate with the man that cheated on you?
When we filmed, it had just been like a couple weeks since we had broken up. So it was still very fresh. I did stop, but it took a little bit.
Are you in contact now with him?
No.
No. Morgan D wants to know, Malia, how would, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate David's ass when he went streaking around the deck?
I'd say it's about an 8. 8.
Wow. Courtney Bridget B said, be honest, you really not remember making out with Z on his birthday?
I promise you, I don't remember. I was just as shocked as everybody else. Well, nobody else was because they saw it. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I totally remember the night. It was fine. And then Katie was like, do you remember kissing Z? And I was like, no, what? Tequila, it has that effect.
Yes. Jennifer tweeted, Malia, I just rewatched season 2 of Below Deck Med. Is there a chance you and Adam would give things another go now that you're single?
If you've watched it, then why are you asking?
Right.
No.
Malia, Brittany H said, why do you think Matt was so shocked when he was asked to cook crew lunch? Even on an off day, isn't that a part of every yacht chef's job description?
Yeah, it is definitely something every chef has to do. I think he was just shocked because I think maybe he thought during filming things would be different, but it's not.
Right. All right. Well, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Lexi telling Malia to stand the F down tonight. Rock the boat. So tonight I'm counting down the top 5 moments of Below Deck insubordination. Our number 5 dates back to season 1. Captain Lee said the cat couldn't go to the bar. And here's her saying, bye bye, Captain.
I know.
Could I please go for a stroll down the dock?
No.
Why?
Because I don't think you're going for a stroll down the dock. I think you're going out.
She really wanted a drink. During season 3, we all bore witness to our number 4 moment. Here's when Rocky bared all.
I'm not playing that. I'm
and then good. You're just going to walk away?
Yeah.
Rocky.
Have I a caught little more it. Respect for Blast your job it. And for you than us.
Here she goes.
She's going to jump.
Yeah, she's jumping.
Wow. Yeah, she's jumping.
Rocky is in the water.
Really? That was amazing. Number 3 moment was when Chef Adam was being a real stinker and used onions despite being told not to. Number 2, Chef Rachel served up this delightful phrase for Captain Lee.
He wants a large breakfast. He expects meat, pastries, along with a giant fruit bowl.
Eat my cooter.
Oh, boy. And our number one moment, of course, comes from Kate Chastain, who earned her stripes as a member of the Insubordinate Club by folding a towel to look like a member. To think that every one of those people would end up on Lexi's burn list. I want to thank Malia and Courtney for being here tomorrow night. Wendell is up some time for Cameron after Roni.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
We got Malia White and Courtney Veal from Below Deck Med Mondays at 9. Let's go back to our virtual fans. Courtney from Allentown, what would you like to ask your fellow Courtney?
Hey, Courtney, great name. Question, have you ever seen an episode of Below Deck before you joined the crew? And if so, did you hope to work with Hannah?
When I was in quarantine for my season, I watched a couple of episodes. No, Hannah scared me. I don't think she would have liked me.
You know, the episode tonight was so wild. I guess, is there anything else, Malia, that you wanted to say or that crossed your mind about tonight's episode that you wanted to get off your chest?
Oh, I think some people are asking me, like, why didn't I just leave Lexi alone? And, you know, for me, when I told her to get the F off the deck, it's because it was a safety concern. Like, I'm not going to leave this drunk girl, like, in this massive hot tub where she could drown. You know, that was nice of me.
Anything else you want to say about tonight's episode, Courtney?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely shocked to watch it back to see, like, how horrible kind of Lexi was being. And if I hadn't been so drunk, then I probably would have dealt with the situation a bit better. But that's what it is.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. I want to thank Malia White and Courtney Veal from Below Deck Med. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat!
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.